The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:01, me and Del now. Lance actually left the room, Del. And during the break, rolled his chair out. All right, left this headset still going, though.
Yeah, Joel's not going to be thrilled.
No, Joel's
not. Oh, Joel's not even going to be in the building, I don't think.
He's not? He's still not back?
I think. I'm not sure. I'm not into Joel's life, but yeah.
Seems like you are.
It's not
You're
so much.
A major part of Joel's life. Aren't you still on their show every week?
Well, Charlie made it to work on Friday.
He did?
So I didn't. What? I wasn't what happened? Part of it. I think he felt... Did they have all last week, the previous week off? Maybe he felt like he couldn't do it again.
Wow.
I don't know. But
well, you can. I'm taking 3 days off next week.
I know. You got stuff to do.
I got to play golf.
Maybe Charlie's out of days. I don't know. I don't know his business either, really. But I am a part of that show when Charlie can't be a part of it on Fridays. I believe that's how it rolls.
That's how it works. All right. 10:02 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, resetting the top stories, obviously, Andre Johnson. If you haven't heard that Andre Johnson tweeted out about Jack Easterby, then I don't know what we can tell. It's 10 o'clock. It happened yesterday. And in today's world, if you go to Andre Johnson's Twitter, actually, it's pretty simple. He just said ever since Jack Easterby's been here, it's been a bleep show. So, pretty much. And those are some powerful words from a guy that never speaks up. Andre Johnson was one of the hardest stars to ever cover because, I mean, you put a microphone in front of him and unless you were right up there, when you had when you had all the media surrounding.
Yeah, there's a term for it we don't need to get into, but
yeah.
It's just a circle of media around one
right.
of the players.
And you're
in
not
the locker
close.
Room.
If you're not close, you got nothing out of it, zero, because you couldn't hear him from behind. Like if you were two people back, you couldn't hear him. First of all, and secondly, your mic couldn't pick it up.
Yeah, I did it. And let's just say we didn't have the most sensitive of equipment at the time. So when we had people in the locker rooms or clubhouses on a daily basis, when you're editing audio, you're having to jack up the audio as high as you can, and then that brings in ambient noise, white noise, as I talk about radio nerd stuff, and Andre would get drowned out because he didn't say much, and when he did, he didn't say it very clearly or loudly.
Yeah.
So this is like he took a megaphone,
right.
megaphone into the locker room and said, "This team sucks."
Yeah.
Is the equivalent.
Yeah. Yes. That's pretty much what he did. And that, my friends, speaks volumes about where this organization is right now. When Andre Johnson, one of the nicest, now Andre's probably got some thoughts. Hey, they redid his deal when his uncle screwed it up, and you know what? They hired him back. He's been in the building the last couple of years, so he knows what's going on there. It's not like, he's seeing it firsthand. It's not like he's outside looking in. He was inside that building these last few years. So he knows everything that's going on. And he was, by the way, he was part of the search firm or the search committee, the panel that they put together. That panel was a bigger farce than the Korn Ferry search firm. That panel was really non-existent. He got asked nothing. He had nothing. Jimmy Johnson offered up some things to Cal. Tony Dungy was like, I don't even know. Wait a minute. Why am I even on this? What the hell? Why did you name me on this? And nothing came of it. Jimmy Johnson's, his recommendations, nothing, zero came of them. And as I understand it, Andre Johnson wasn't even asked and offered up nothing.
They just used
his name. Yeah, that's right. They used his name for credibility, and that was it. And so that might be one of the reasons he's also pissed. Put my name on this thing, and then this is what you do?
I mean, it's just another example of no matter what happens, and if you're a Texans fan, hopefully the Nick Caserio thing works out. The process was all screwed up, was fake, as you said, a farce. And I've asked this question. If it works out, it's purely because of luck. Because it's like, when you're doing a math problem, they say show your work, and somehow you get the answer right, but you didn't show how you got it done. Mm-hmm. There's no work. The work is going to be flawed. And if you get the answer right, okay. But is it really because you did it the right way?
I don't care, though.
I know people don't care. What I'm saying is, if it gets done and it works, it's all because of luck, not because the Texans are running things the right way.
Right.
It's because they lucked into a guy who knows what he's doing, and then they turned it over to him and remove Easterby from the equation. You have to hope. You have to hope Casario really knows what he's doing, and he can disassociate himself from Easterby as time moves on.
Right, right. That, well, yeah, hopefully Cal gets this the answer right, even if he came to it in a flawed way. Hopefully he got the answer right. 713-780-3776, and then the James Harden saga. First, he's fat, and then he's just doesn't care. And
well, he told everyone, I'm done here. That's he didn't say it, but that's what he said.
This is
it's not gonna work.
It's not working.
And he said I did everything for the city. I tried. Now
did you though?
Well, that's what he said. I'm just repeating what he said per se. Yeah. Kind of. Now it's like, hey, can you walk into that locker room?
Can James walk into the locker room?
Yeah, at this point?
Yeah. Yeah, well, John Wall made it clear that there's one guy, somebody's not trying.
Yeah, he said it's hard to try to get things going in the right direction when guys aren't bought in, and we know who he's talking about. Hell, he might be talking about P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker ain't thrilled to be here either.
Oh, there's another.
For monetary reasons.
Oh, and guess, you know, P.J. Tucker, with how awesome he is. Man, how could you not extend me?
Look, we know.
What?
We know it makes no sense to give him a man that age, considering what he actually provides, any more money. But that's two out of your five starters who don't particularly care. And then Boogie from night to night can get thrown out of a game. That's three of your eight rotation players. And House isn't even healthy to play.
Well, they didn't want to do a reset. Guess what? You got to do a reset, dude.
Yeah,
you got to reset.
Blow it
this
up. And it's
tell them you got to blow it up.
Yeah, you hope John Wall can be a guy that just, I don't know if steadies the ship is the right word, but just a good soldier who just wants to play ball, won't cause any problems, will help whoever you bring in as you try to find a path through it. It's amazing that John Wall is your solid piece, and you team him with Christian Wood and whatever you can bring in for James and hope there's a path forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's get Anthony in here. He's been waiting to get on. What do you say, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Love your show. Best show ever.
Thanks, man.
I know these Houston teams are crazy, but, you know, the Texans and the Rockets are a mess right now. But all I want to do, like I was telling my family, is can we just stop being other teams' prison fish by getting taken advantage of by the Ravens and the Dolphins and Derrick Henry, who always makes us his prison fish? Like, fresh fish goes to prison, and we all know what happens to that, so I don't have to fill that blank in. Just stop being a laughingstock. Stop being a prison fish. Stop crying, woe is me. Hire some guys to know what they're doing, and just stop being stupid. I mean, it's just so frustrating when I get bashed on by my family who's from Michigan, and Detroit Lions is their team, and they still laugh at us. That's sickening.
No,
even the Browns are better than us.
Oh, the Browns are way better. This organization is the laughingstock of football. Everything that they do, it's like, you can't even try. I mean, if they tried to screw this up, they couldn't have done it. If they were trying to mess everything up, they would have had a harder time than what they've done. I don't know. Is there any way that they could have? I mean, every single step that they've taken since the Clowney deal.
Everything they've done is outside the norm of even an average organization would do.
No, it's a stupid organization.
You couldn't even try. Like you said, an average organization wouldn't have done these things because you can't try to do these things and think it's logical, except if you're dumb. And that's the problem. And you wouldn't even classify Bill O'Brien as dumb. He was arrogant, and he thought no matter what, as long as I get the right people in here that fit what I want, I can get I can shepherd this and make it work. And we four games in, the owner, even Cal said, no, you can't. And to be honest, it wasn't Cal. Jackie should be told him, time for Bill to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cal said, okay, time for Bill to go.
Mm-hmm. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776, the number to call to hang out with us. More on this Harden thing on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the go-go. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Chris White, Fire Bear, tweeted this out. There are really people on the Rockets Twitter timeline excited about trading James Harden. Sorry, count me out on that. You guys have no idea what you are in for. And Dave Hardesty quote tweeted that with this. It's like being released from a minimum security club-fed prison. You have your freedom now, but you're leaving posh accommodations and you're in debt. Do you know what? Get me out of club-fed prison.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Why? It's still prison.
It's still prison.
The word is, you don't have freedom. You're sure, it's nice for prison, but it's still prison.
You're in James Harden prison. You're in James Harden purgatory.
Well, it's not purgatory anymore.
Well, it's not purgatory anymore. Now you're in hell. Now you're in James Harden hell. Because you didn't make it to the pearly gates. You were never going to, you were in purgatory and you were never, ever, ever, St. Peter was never letting you in. Okay? So now you've fallen from grace and now you're in hell.
Yeah, and you can pretend like something you can do will get those gates open. They're not getting open.
No.
And you might as well just start over. You know, I mean, these are different religions, but maybe it's time for some reincarnation.
It absolutely is. It's different. It's different. You can be born again.
There it is. If we're sticking with Christianity, it's time to be born again.
It's time to be born again.
Let's try this again.
And you can, and you will, and it will take time. It's not an easy path to be born again. You've got a lot of sins that you have to atone for, a lot of trade sins that you've made, a lot of draft picks that you've given away frivolously. You sinned on your drafts, and now you have to pay for the consequences for it. And that's what, you know what? That's what, and that's fine.
It's been a generation since the Rockets have been like legit bad.
Yeah.
Like, even when they were not good enough to contend, they weren't ever just awful. Maybe just got to be awful.
I would contend that the Stephen Coutinho years.
Well, it was awful to watch, but they weren't a clear. Oh, this could be one of the top five worst teams in basketball.
No,
it was bad to watch. Certainly.
Well, you know what? Right now, with James Harden, you're one of the five worst teams in basketball.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you haven't now. James, if he actually cared, could change that in a moment, but he doesn't care. So that's what you have to deal with. And maybe the Rockets have to deal with being terrible. That's the price you pay when you go all in and it doesn't work.
Yep.
There are very few teams who do that and don't become bad at some point, particularly when you trade away your star.
No, this is, and you know what though? It's better than this. It's better than what you're watching out there, because what you're watching out, it was literally unwatchable. It was the worst. I went to the game last night. It was the worst atmosphere I've ever seen at a Rockets game. The worst. And that was during the dark Stephen Coutinho years too. That includes that. It was the worst atmosphere ever because there is no care. And that apathy is much worse than a lack of talent. To be apathetic on the court and in the stands on top of it, it was the apathy center.
Yeah,
it wasn't the Toyota Center last night.
Because when you're watching a team that's devoid of talent, as a fan, you know what you're getting when you walk into the building. And generally, those teams play hard. Even when they suck, and we know they suck, and they're not going to win, those teams generally play hard. And you could take some joy from watching guys go all out because this may be their only real shot to make it. But this team, it's like you got names, and your biggest star has decided, I don't want to be here. I'm going to make it obvious I don't want to be here. And John Wall talked about how that could filter through. And when your biggest component has decided, I want to be anywhere but here, that's going to affect everyone. There's some young players now on this team for once, But it's full of guys who've been in this league a long time. So it's not just going to be, well, look, I'm just happy to be here. Do you think Cousins, and even the Wall is probably the one because he's been injured so much. You think these guys are like Tucker and Gordon are like, man, I'm just happy to be playing NBA basketball right now. No. The joy is done. And by the way, that's the thing around the entire league. There have been all the articles are being written about no one's really having fun playing the season because of all the circumstances surrounding it. I mean, apparently I haven't watched the entire league, but apparently the product is terrible around the league.
Get over it.
And part of it is because their teams were multiple players and not even available because of COVID. But the people who cover the league in general are saying this product is awful.
Yeah, I haven't watched a game outside the Rockets.
Hell, we can go back to Christmas Day. They're all blowouts.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't know if there's a really, really good game on.
Yeah, even the Heat Sixers, which was a game that went to overtime and it was close, the Heat didn't have their three best players because of COVID protocols. Now, Ben Simmons played and he stunk. He fouled out. He had 6 points and six fouls. So congratulations to him for that one. Joel Embiid had a great game, and that's why they won. But it was a great game as far as entertainment, close. But the Heat were without Butler, Dragic, and Adebayo. These are the type of games you're getting where stars aren't playing because of COVID tracing. And we know about the Kyrie thing. So,
yeah. No, and last night, the Rockets, they were actually better. They were better with James when James was sitting.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see energy. You saw Ben McLemore finally got in a game, and he actually scored some points. There was a factor of trying when James was on. You have to get that cancer out of the locker room. You have to. And you know what? You're getting less. You're getting pennies on the dollar now. But when he demanded the trade and, you're waiting for that right offer, waiting. Guess what? That right offer came and went.
And the Rockets told us they're willing to be uncomfortable.
This uncomfortable?
Did they ever imagine he would give an exit interview to the media after, game 9? Did they think they were going to have to deal with that he was going to be this poor of a soldier and go and pretty much tank 4 games in a row?
They got rid of Kevin McHale after 11 games. Does James make it to 12?
Do you think he gets suspended for conduct detrimental until they figure this out?
What conduct?
I don't know. The press conference, you can't say was, because is that conduct detrimental what he said?
No, we're not good enough. He just said we're not.
Yeah, so I think they're in a really rough spot.
Yeah. How about eating detrimental to a team? Can he get suspended for that?
Is he making those conditioning goals? Can they suspend him for that?
Is there anything in his contract that he can't be fat like this?
I don't believe, probably not. He probably didn't have to put that in the language.
No, I don't. Is there language in it, fat detrimental to the team?
I would think they wouldn't force James to put make that language available in his contract.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that language is in his contract. I would put it in because James has got that gene.
Yeah, but he has in the 1 year when they went 41-41, he came in out of shape. But since then, that hasn't been a problem. It's a problem now. But that's about a lack of care. He's doing everything possible to let them know, I'm not going to be here. Find a way.
Who's hurting their team more, he or Kyrie?
Well, the Nets have championship aspirations. And I don't know how you build any continuity when one of your stars. And how can you trust this guy? I feel like Kyrie, because of what the Nets think they can accomplish, I think Kyrie's the bigger problem.
While Kyrie was there, did they come to the realization maybe our expectations were too great?
Well, because they have those two guys, they're going to feel like at some point we'll get it together. But you have a first-time head coach, two stars who aren't all that interested in playing defense in the regular season. And is Steve Nash and Mike D'Antoni going to whip those guys into shape to lock down and become at least a legitimate defensive team in the playoffs? I feel like it's unlikely. They may have come to the realization that, we may need to make a trade to get better on one end of the floor, having nothing to do with James Harden.
James Harden is the greatest post player in NBA history.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of post play at his position.
That doesn't matter. He's the greatest defender in the post in NBA history. So,
well, they're going to need a better defender on the perimeter. Him.
They need James.
Why are you advocating? You know you're just going to get injured Spencer Dinwiddie and, like, Joe Harris back.
No, you're going to get Joe Harris, Caris LeVert. You're going to get...
Okay, we'll see. We'll see where the what leverage the Rockets have now.
So you're going to get 17 of their first rounders.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Rockets have plenty
then
of leverage.
Then they'll be a championship team. As soon as James gets there,
because he's no.
And when Kyrie decides that he's going to get play? There someday. Yeah.
You kind of figured the Nets were a house of cards from the jump. First Kyrie, then you have Kevin Durant coming off an injury. He's fine though, so you already lost out on a year of that pairing, and Kyrie maybe has plans to help you lose out on a second year. How many games does he want to play this year? Out of 72, maybe he wants to play 45.
I don't know. Well, that seems like a lot after he got to sit all of last year.
Well, he's going to sit plenty of games now.
Yeah. COVID. That's what he wants.
That's what I'm saying.
Pay me, and I'll just sit here.
Playing 45 means he misses 27 games.
How about that drama? I mean, it's so unbelievable that you could just go home and say, I don't want to play.
And the Nets can't do anything about it.
They can't do a thing.
I guess they could fine him.
How about I don't want to pay you? Why should they continue to pay him when he just says, I don't want to be here? He's at a party. He's on Zoom with a... Congresswoman,
the Nets. I don't know I don't know what the Nets culture is. They probably turned over the entire team to those two. What do you do? What do you do to take back some of that control? Fine him?
Did he ever do this before? Did he just didn't come to
drop
work?
Games?
Did just stop coming?
Most of the time, he's been injured.
Yeah,
he's had injury concerns. No, more right. Than anything else.
But is it? This is like a step. Like the Nets are going. What? Wait a minute. What? We're how much money are we giving you? What?
They paid Kevin Durant not to play games last year. Now they're paying Kyrie for a different reason not to play games.
It's unbelievable. I think he's hurting them more than James is hurting them. Well,
But the Rockets have the added thing of needing to trade James and hurting their value. I initially said Kyrie, but Kyrie could come back in 2 weeks and the Nets would still be on the path to whatever they think they're going to accomplish if he decide to lock in. The James thing, he's hurting them on the court, and he's hurting their ability to get anything for him.
Is Kyrie even shooting? Is he
even practicing?
Is he
playing ball?
Is he running? Is he doing any?
He was at a party.
He was at a party.
So
he's
active.
He probably had to walk from his car to there.
Yeah, that's some activity.
Right? I mean, so he's probably in game shape.
Look, no one could have seen a pandemic coming and Kyrie reacting to it in the Capitol thing this way. But you knew that dude was volatile. You knew something like this could happen.
Like this? I had no idea. You know something? He would just say, I'm not coming.
Well,
I'm not going to play.
Maybe not play. Something screwy could happen.
Yeah.
When he got signed.
Oh, no. This was. Yeah, I guess you should have seen. This was the inevitable
favorite. Something
reaction.
Weird and screwy would happen during his time in Brooklyn.
Right. I want to talk about HRP right now. What could HR call him? Do the Nets have HRP? They've got 15 employees. We know at least 15
on the active roster.
Yes. Well, not really. Well, is he still on the active roster?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm sure that HRP could figure out something to get Kyrie there, because that's what they do. So, well, figure out the whole situation. Look, HRP is awesome people. If you're looking for a great company that is going to, take care of all of your HR needs and your payroll needs, and that they do this, and they're really, really good, but it's more than that. There's the Affordable Care Act. There is the small business. There's all of the things related to COVID that HR&P is taking care of for us. It is everything. They do it all. And what a company to be with. You will love them if you're not completely satisfied with your payroll and HR company, if they haven't helped you through the pandemic, if they have, if they ever mess up your payroll, if they ever messed up or they don't know things about HR, if they don't help you with the Affordable Care Act, if they haven't helped you with your PPP, if they haven't helped you every single step of the way here through the pandemic, then you need ours. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Much too early look at the odds for national championship next year, Del. Who's your favorite?
Mine. I would, I probably go with Alabama. I'm just not sure what they'll have coming back.
Well, we know they're going to be decimated.
They're going to lose a lot. I just don't. I don't like Clemson's defense. They have some young guys on the front, but I'm not sure that secondary is good and their linebacker core is subpar. So we've seen them against elites. They'll run through the ACC. I would still probably vote for Bama.
I'm going.
But I'm shaky with it.
I'm going OU.
They have some history to overcome as far as their playoff.
The way that they finished, though?
Yeah, they were really good. Really good.
Really good. And they have their of Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, Iowa State, Florida, Notre Dame. They have their quarterback. They're the only one that has
their
quarterback.
They are the one. Now, Georgia has to get over the hump of recent underachieving. But they bring their guy back too, and they still have one of the more talented rosters. Although they're losing guys in the transfer portal, apparently.
Is JT coming back?
They expect him to be back.
Oh, okay. Then Georgia does.
Georgia
too.
Now Georgia has some issues with guys dipping, like leaving. Apparently Kirby not the most upfront talking about what they're going to be able to play and playing time. Bit duplicitous. So guys are dipping. But that's another team that's going to be really talented with their quarterback coming back. But Oklahoma, Georgia, and then by default, Alabama would probably be my three.
OU's the fifth favorite. What about this talk of Lincoln Riley going to the Eagles?
Oh, that would change things.
That would change everything.
Yeah.
We were talking about it yesterday. Spencer Rattler is probably the favorite for the Heisman next year.
He does produce Heisman finalists or winners. And if he comes back without a clear and speaks to the lack of quarterbacks coming back, you probably would throw DJ, as you call him, ukulele, from Clemson in the mix as well.
Howell.
Sam Howell from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah. Fake Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Yeah. You throw him in there too. Clemson, I don't know. How good will North Carolina be though? Because you're going to, the Heisman at this point, unless you're Lamar Jackson, you have to be a title contender. If North Carolina reaches that level, then yeah, he'll be in the mix. But they got to be better defensively for that to happen.
Yeah. Well, JT Daniels probably too.
Yeah, Georgia has the talent to do it, but we'll see.
But this might be the time to get some money on Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, and hopefully you make that bet before you find out whether Lincoln Riley's coming back or not.
Well, you know what? Wait till you find out.
Yeah.
Then make that bet.
Yeah, because who knows who they hire.
Sark had his press conference yesterday, and he said the biggest thing that came out, it was a typical press conference. I listened to a lot of it, and it's just blah, blah, blee, blah, blah. The biggest thing that came out of it was the players will sing The Eyes of Texas.
Under Tom Herman, at the end, they had to stay on the field for it, but they weren't required to sing. Is that how that played out at the end?
I think so.
When Del Conte got in their ass and go, no, you're gonna be out there. I'm not gonna force you to sing. Now Sark's, well, that endears you to the big money people.
Yep. I mean, and that's what you want on your side right away. Although the players are, you kind of need the players too.
Yeah, because you can sing all the Eyes of Texas, you won. If you're getting beat by Iowa State, the big money people ain't going to care.
It's, and listen, I'm not going to tell people how to feel, but come on. The Eyes of Texas is something that hurts your feelings? Really?
I would just be upset to have to sing a song after a game, particularly if I lost. I know it's the alma mater's tradition. I'd be like, can I just go in the locker room? We just got beat. I don't want to stay out here.
Well, how about, what if we just won?
Maybe I want to party in the locker room. Maybe I don't want to stay out here and sing this song.
Well, how about that's tradition? You're part of it. It's something bigger than you, Del.
You know what else is tradition? Underachieving. We just won. Let me go celebrate.
Huh. Is that what that's about?
Texas, underachieving is part of their tradition currently, too.
That is part of their recent tradition. Look, there's no question about that.
Jokes aside, I understand. That's part of being at Texas, singing that song. And Sark did what he had to do to win a press conference. It doesn't matter at the end of the day, but that is the thing people want to hear. Our players, the guys we root for, will sing that song after games because it means a lot to a lot of people.
I guess it does. I couldn't care.
I don't care. Okay.
Miami, do you guys sing a song after the game?
There's an alma mater. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the words. It's certainly not as famous as the Eyes of Texas, but every school has one. Miami, after games, they go stand and face the students who are, if they're still even at the game at the time, and they sing the song. It's whatever. I think it happens at a lot of places, but Miami does it too.
Yeah. Miami was, I think, way too early. You guys are like 14th.
Yeah, I mean.
How about where you should be?
Yeah, right there. You help Derek King, who's already had a surgery, and they showed some progress where he could lift his leg up. Not like Elijah Moore, the Ole Miss receiver, but he lifted his leg up to show there's some movement there. So hopefully he's back because he had ACL surgery this past week.
All right. We've got news. We're coming in a few minutes here on ESPN 97.5. The biggest stories today, which you know, if you haven't been listening, you will hear plenty of it in the press box the next show, all about Andre Johnson. That didn't hit until after their show was over too, right?
I think
that hit in the afternoon, right?
I know, because I woke up from
I think it hit during Josh's show.
Yeah, because I think I woke up from a nap, and there it was.
Yeah. I think it hit during Josh's show. So those guys haven't been able to comment on it yet. But it is a grenade thrown from Andre, from one of their own. They're up until he retired, their greatest player ever. I would imagine JJ is now considered the greatest player ever.
The stories around the tweet were couched as the only player in the Texans Ring of Honor and a Texans legend tweets this to talk about the importance of it. He is at the time the best Texan of all time. We'll see. JJ will take over that mantle when he's done, but Andre currently holds that spot. Yeah. And that's how people have looked at it. They're like, whoa, Andre's talking about it.
The most important thing is stand your ground. And the question is, what does stand your ground mean?
Yeah. Is it fighting to get your coach in there? Or is it saying, hey, man, if you want out, let them know you want out and don't back off from it. Because part of the tweet was they waste people's careers. And if he believes they're wasting Deshaun's career, how do you stop someone from wasting your career? You leave.
And that was his advice was, You got to get Jack Easterby out of the building. Now, if that's enough to keep Deshaun happy, if that's stand your ground, and you know, because Jack Easterby prohibits you from being part of the process, which he did. Jack Easterby prohibited everybody that was supposed to be in the process from being in the process because Jack Easterby convinced Cal to do a 180 and just hire Caserio when he was not on any list, although apparently he was on some list. It couldn't have been the panel's list because there was really no panel.
Yeah.
There really was no panel. So this list that, who was it that tweeted out? Oh, I think it was Mark Berman. Mark Berman said after Caserio, he was a guy on their list. And with this fantasy list, I'd love to see it and where it came from. It was maybe Jack Easterby's list, and there was one name on it. It was Nick Caserio.
Is that a list at that point?
It's kind of a list, a list of one.
Listing generally means one, two, three, not one.
Or you know, whatever. Yeah. I mean, but Jack, you know, he changed the list. You could change stuff.
Oh, if there's a list and there are three names, then he whites out two. It used to be a list, and Nick Caserio was on his list.
And it was on the list. Or Jack put a bunch of names on there, and look, oh, there's Nick Caserio's name.
No, he wrote Nick Caserio's name like eight times.
Right. Or, yeah, that now there's a list. That's a possibility of a list.
It is amazing that, I mean, from what we can take from it, that Jack Easterby, you know, ran the cow, got his guy hired because he knew he wasn't going to have a job if someone else got hired. And it all worked out for him. Except now he's public enemy number one.
Yeah. No, it has. It really hasn't worked out well for Jack. This is nothing like Jack thought when he was able to wrest power from the clutches of everyone in that organization. And when he remained on top, standing with his hands on his hips and his cape flowing in the wind like Superman. Little did he know, everybody hates Superman.
Yeah. In this world, yeah, what he doesn't know is Houston is full of supervillains.
Yeah.
This isn't the Justice League. This is everyone who's ever hated Superman looking right at you.
He probably looks at all of us like villains, if you want to know the truth.
He tweeted some dude who didn't like what the dude was saying. So, I mean, it's going to be part of a promo that'll go up, but he's a guy who is under fire and is responding to random people on the internet.
Bad. It's bad. All right, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Apparently Chuck Norris has got to deny that he was at the Capitol siege. There's a guy who apparently looks just like Chuck Norris who was there. And now Chuck has got to, he's telling everybody, hey, that's not me. If it was me, I would have kicked every window in, everybody. I would have killed everyone there, right? I'm Chuck Norris. I could kill everyone. That's all I have to do.
It is amazing, if maybe not so amazing, that being at that rally is actually costing people money. Like, or if you were deemed to be supportive of the rally, it's costing people money. Forget the people who are getting arrested. And we talked about this before, how this charges are being taken seriously. The word sedition and insurrection are being used in the charges of people who are there, who are caught in the trespassing in the building. But if you are someone who was like, you know what, this is not such a bad idea. Your money, like donations are being taken away. All these corporations are saying, we can't associate with you anymore.
Yeah.
The cost has gone beyond that one day.
I don't know. I just think it's a good rule to live by. You should never attack your capital.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. I think, and listen, it's something I don't have to remind myself of every day, but every once in a while.
Yeah, I don't, like, tomorrow I won't say to myself, you know what, now's not a good day to you know, even go to the mayor's office and attack it. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be the state capital or the capital of the nation. I'm not going to attack the Houston mayor's office.
No. I mean, I don't have to get up in the morning. I get up in the morning, brush my teeth, put on a golf shirt, you know, because I might play golf.
The usual.
I figure, you know what? I don't have to say, you know what? I don't think I'm going to attack the capital today. I should never have to say that.
It has never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
But then maybe we're not patriots, though.
So there's a guy, speaking of which, oh, by the way, apparently there were some military secrets that were, they think, might have been lost, which might lead to some espionage charges, which I don't think any of these people.
That's treason.
Yes. And that's something you're really not going to be good for. How about this treason? There's a Rajasthan man. Apparently, he had some military secrets, okay? And he actually traded them for some nude pictures. And unfortunately, it was a trap. And he fell into it. And now he's arrested and is facing treason charges. So here's the moral of the story. First of all, don't steal any of your country's military secrets and try to sell. And secondly, don't try to sell them for nude pictures.
I mean,
couldn't you get more for it?
To be honest, what she looked like?
Well, that's the question. There's no picture of her. That nude pictures, though.
Let me give you. Okay, I understand you're siding on. Don't do it. Understand it. I understand because military secrets, your country secrets, you're being a traitor. And that could result in death. I get all that. But what if the woman was the equivalent of, I won't use a name because I know who you love, your wife, your lovely right. wife. Let's just say when you in your 20s, think of the woman you thought was most attractive at the time. Just think. You don't have to use a name.
Cheryl Ladd.
Okay. And if Cheryl Ladd were giving you nudes for stolen secrets, would you do it?
Yeah. When I was dumb, I would have done that. Yeah.
This guy's dumb, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
He's 42, though. He should be past this.
Some of us age and mature differently.
I guess. No. Maybe it would have taken me. Well, it probably would have taken me until I got married to Wendy. Then I would have said, I'm not giving up any military secrets
See?
For that.
See, maybe look at this guy more kindly.
Yeah. No. Well, maybe. Yeah, I guess.
See,
I mean, just think nowadays you can get more.
That's true. You don't need to steal secrets to see pictures.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy, actually.
No. And right now, I could get them on the internet.
Yeah, I'm saying it's very convenient.
Yeah. Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It's apparently. Marvel.
Huh?
It's Marvel.
Oh, it's not Marvel?
No, it's not Marvel.
They extend plans. Plans extend through at least 2026, Del.
For Phase 4.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Phase 4. Are you satisfied with Disney's attempt at this?
I mean, those movies aren't serious to me. I watch them because they're entertaining. I mean, I was never a huge comic book person. The only reason I know about that stuff is because they were cartoons in the morning when I was a kid. The X-Men and Spider-Man were my two favorites. So that's why I care about them. But I never read the comics. If they go away, all right, that was an era. I'm fine. I don't have to watch them. I just watch them because it's a pop culture thing and they're fun. That's it.
Mm.
I'm not locked in.
I'm not a big Marvel fan.
It's Marvel.
A U.S. website is offering $500 for a short-term job, Del. This seems like something that you might be interested in.
Do they pay you to nap?
You binge watch Netflix and eat pizza. Can you and James Harden get a job doing this?
James is more lucratively paid than I am currently. I don't know if you're aware
of that. He's eating pizza for free now.
You think he's a Netflix guy though?
I don't know.
Why doesn't he have a pizza deal? He might as well get that done.
You might as well.
How much are they paying you?
They're paying you $500. You watch Netflix and chill suitably. And the person also rate pizzas they sample for appearance and color, base texture, and taste.
And how do you get that job?
You go to the website.
What's the website?
The website is Bonus Finder's. It's Bonus Finder.
Oh, and they have all these deals they set you up with. That's not bad.
No.
I would do it. I mean, I would hope that I'd be able to do it after this show. I want to double up. I don't want to take away from all the lucrative things I get from doing this show.
Yeah, no.
I would like to do this.
You could do both.
Yeah, exactly. I want to do this from 7 to 11, get home at 12, eat my pizza for lunch, and watch Netflix. And you can't get mad at me. I worked all day. I've been working all day.
All day long.
Yeah.
Man.
Sounds great.
Apparently, you know how a lot of people say if there were only more hours in a day?
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Well, apparently, scientists are saying that atomic clock scientists suggest shortening the minute to 59 seconds. That would save us time. I don't know how that would work, but the atomic clock going down to 59 seconds, Del, you will live longer.
I mean, will I really live longer?
I think so.
I mean, I get it. technically I'm living longer, but really, it's the same. It's the same. What? And by the way, if I'm in my 80s, I'm not going to care. No, oh, a couple more seconds? I'm not going to care.
No, you don't care. No. You don't
actually, care. I might be like, hey, can I live shorter? Can I end this thing?
What do you think is the number one bacon eating state in the country?
I'm going to go with Wisconsin.
Nebraska.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Nebraska is number one, West Virginia two, Iowa. We in Texas are number 30.
That doesn't
we suck at
I don't
eating
surprise
bacon.
Me. What about beef consumption? Is that on the list?
It's I'm not sure on there. It's just about higher bacon. Than 30. It's just about bacon.
Yeah, bacon. Like, are we? I don't think we're big pork eaters here. Yeah, barbecue stuff, but this is a beef state.
So there's a guy, Dell, Stefan Thomas. Apparently, he has an account in Bitcoin worth about $220 million.
I've seen this story.
$220 million in Bitcoin.
Yeah, the price has gone up since he created it. And he's got one problem, though, John.
He can't remember his password.
Yeah, it's a password. There's some lock on, some special lock on it thing that he gets 10 tries.
10 tries. He's got two left.
Or it stays encrypted forever. He's got two left. Or he either figures it out or he doesn't get his $220 million.
This is one of the dumber stories ever.
Yeah, I don't know how much it was worth when he started it, because he might have figured, like, okay. He might not have taken it seriously, but now it's worth $220 million, and he's two tries away from throwing it all away.
All gone.
Yeah, encrypted forever, never able to
don't
be open.
Don't you keep your password somewhere?
Most of mine are offshoots of one another, and I remember them all. But yeah, I've written them down in places. But I could see why. If it's something that valuable, maybe there people have access to this place. He doesn't want to write it down, but woof. Can you, the stress, how long, I don't forgot the timeline of how long he's been working on it, but could you be, would you be thinking about anything else in
nothing.
Your life? I couldn't do anything else.
And even if you hit a set case, you might have it right, but you're case sensitive.
Yeah, you're screwed.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
Well, you only got two left.
I wouldn't be able to think about anything.
$220 million.
My life would be done for. Trying to figure out what this password.
You're too dumb to have $220 million. You write it down somewhere.
I think he did. He just lost it. And I'm sure because of the complexity of the security system, it's not some simple thing where it's a couple numbers and some words. It's some intricate thing, and there's no way he's going to remember it without the paper. Good luck, buddy. $220 million waiting for him.
Or
not.
Gone. Or gone.
There's got to be a safe. There's got to be some way that can be accessed by proving your identity where you don't need the password.
Right.
But apparently not. Apparently that's the point. So no one can fake being you.
We're done. Press Box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great day, bro.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.